The number of dead from a fire and series of blasts at a temple in southern India has climbed past 100. Thousands of people had gathered to watch a fireworks display to mark the start of the Hindu New Year, when a faulty cracker fell into a large stockpile of fireworks. Authorities have ordered an official inquiry into the catastrophe, and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited the scene. Brendan Trembath prepared this report.
Exploding fireworks triggered a string of powerful explosions and sent fireballs high into the sky. Thousands of devotees had packed the Patingal Devi Temple in the coastal district of Kollam to watch a midnight fireworks show. Nearly 4 hours into the display, a fireworks dump exploded, blowing the roof of an administrative block and causing another building to collapse. Anita Prakash was staying in her mother's house next door.
That exploded, and that explosion was like a massive bomb attack, and it damaged my mother's house and about 35 other houses nearby. We came back about 7 o'clock in the morning, and when we came back, there was body parts splattered around the house. It's just a war zone.
Television pictures showed some people clutching children with terrible burns. Others carried out the charred bodies of victims. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi travelled to the scene by helicopter. He was accompanied by a team of doctors.
The Indian government is completely with Kerala, with the grieving families. The incident is so horrendous that it's difficult to express in words. People have been injured within 200 metres.
India's Prime Minister has faced public criticism in the past for failing to respond quickly to disasters. During floods in Chennai late last year, large parts of the city were underwater for days before government help arrived. Earlier this month, a flyover under construction in the eastern city of Kolkata for years collapsed. 27 people were killed, prompting allegations that shoddy material was used and that the metal parts had corroded during the years of delay. There will be a judicial inquiry into the Kerala temple disaster. Already, state authorities are blaming the Temple Trust, which was denied permission to carry out a fireworks display. Each year, there's competition among the temples in Kerala to stage the most spectacular fireworks displays. Judges pick the best ones. People living in the temple neighbourhood had complained about the danger of these fireworks in the past. The Temple Trust was not immediately available for comment.
Brendan Trembath.